Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. I hope everyone is doing well. And guess what? Big exciting news. Mercury is moving direct, and we are getting out of Mercury retrograde, which is exciting. I'm going to talk about it on this episode. But first, let me remind everyone, I'm going to be opening up interviews again. I kind of slowed it down, and I'm just posting interviews that I had done in the early spring because it got kind of hectic moving back into the salon and integrating everything. So I will be opening up for interviews again. I don't have exact dates, but I'm hoping for August through September doing that. So if you'd like to be on the show, please email me, thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. I have not changed that email because it's kind of a pain for me to change emails, but what I have done is finally changed my Facebook group name. So now you can still find me on Colleen Dixon on Facebook, but you can also find me at the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's no longer the Hair Healer Podcast Facebook page, is the Weekly Awakening Podcast page. So I think I've been talking about changing it for the last 5 months, and I finally did that. And on Instagram, at thehairhealer1111. And if you want to reach out for your chart, a little bit of Reiki, if you would like to get your hair done, I'm at Capri Salon. You can actually also check out my website, www.hairhealer.com, which I need to update. I don't think I've put any new episodes up. That's a whole mess, too. I do have to do that. But let's talk. Last week was crazy. I mean, this retrograde was not too bad overall, but last week, I think all the final kinks hit me. You know, we also had Saturn squared Uranus, and someone brought it up to me. Can I just say this? Say, why do you say Uranus? Well, first of all, it's what my teacher and how he pronounces it, and I think so we don't say Uranus. And yes, I'm 33, but every time I say it, you know what I think about, and that's what everyone thinks about since we were kids. It is literally programmed into our head. We kind of want to laugh every time someone says Uranus, or maybe that's just me. So I kind of followed in his steps and I say Uranus, and it's easier. I know, because some people are like, why did you say it that way? Or why do you pronounce it that way? And that's my explanation on that one. But last week was pretty tough. It was just crazy, back and forth and back and forth. And one thing that happened is I had a big color appointment that I thought was for Friday morning. And turns out I got the Thursday and Friday switched around with clients. That was like a whole crazy, that threw me into a tizzy for the rest of the day where everything else went haywire. But guess what? It all worked out because it always does. I freak out for about 2 minutes, take a breath and say, okay, how can I figure it out? How can I go from here? Because me being in a tizzy isn't going to work it out. So take a breath. It's all going to work out. And guess what? It did. I also got my AirPods stolen out of my car, which is my own fault. But sometimes, you know, things like this will happen during Mercury retrograde. It is my fault to pay more attention. Sometimes I have ADHD, so I'll get distracted. And I had left them in a place where my window was open. And I like got out of the car. Someone like, hey, and I like, there you are. And I threw them on my seat and I left and they got stolen. So sometimes, Colleen, check on your ADHD. If you guys know me or you follow me on social media, you know that sometimes I'll drive off with the gas pump still in my car. People are like, how do you do that? But I'll like put it in. I'll start texting or checking my phone. And then I hear it go boop. And I'm like, oh, shut the door. It's ready. And it's just like with ADHD, Mercury-minded, however you say, my mind skips steps or it skips seeing things or it just doesn't see things. So that's how that happened. But I learned my lesson and, you know, you can't do anything about it. I think that we need to start looking at Mercury retrograde. It's a solar storm. Let's call it that. I don't know if it's like the actual definition, but we'll say like it is a you know, it is a spiritual solar storm, right? It's something that happens that affects the collective energy, affects us, but we can't prevent it. So let's start looking at it like a rainstorm, right? And the more you know about it, you know the maneuvers, the way to go, how to behave, how to understand it, and most importantly, how to accept it. Then it's like, okay, here comes the hurricane, right? You know, we're boarding up, we're getting ready, and we're going to ride out this hurricane. And that's what you have to do. And that's why it's important to sort of immerse yourself in it, Mercury retrograde, and just not try to be scared of it every time you come. Because when you are scared of something, when you're nervous, you're resisting it. And when you're resisting it, that's when the pushback comes. If you accept it, the flow starts to happen. I don't know why that is, but that's just how it is. So I am going to have this episode, and then I'm going to release another podcast episode interview I did about a month or so ago, and then that's going to be it for about 2 weeks. I am going away again on vacation, and before I've had a few people, some people that follow me on Instagram, a couple of friends, a client, they're like, oh, didn't you just go on vacation? I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was allowed to only go on one vacation in the summer. That's my Virgo rising being sarcastic there, but the truth is, I wanted to get into this because, yes, I am going on a 2-week vacation. I'm going to see my sister and my niece and nephew. I'm taking my kids. We have not seen each other since December of 2019 because of COVID, and we are driving to Florida. She lives down in New Orleans. We're driving over to Destin, Florida, and we rented a house and have fun. And I took off about 13 days. First of all, in my adult life that I did not have a parent taking me on vacation, so pretty much since I was 19 or 20, this is the longest vacation I've ever taken. Normally, I don't even take off 6 days of work without working. And then I took another vacation a couple weeks ago, and you're like, Colleen, that's crazy. Or is she like made of money? And I'm not. I will say, when I got divorced and I wasn't having to pay for someone in their entire life, I definitely got a pay raise with that. I got a huge pay raise with that. But it's not that I'm made of these millions or anything. I've trusted and I've become better with money with age, but I trust and have faith in the universe and as this provides. I know I should do a full episode on this, but years ago when I left my kid's father, I didn't know how I was going to do this. After my father died, I had no one to like pay my bills, take care of everything. I've done that all on my own. And so when that happened, that was six years ago, I really started to get into the laws of the universe, right? And all of them, not just the law of attraction, which everyone knows, but I really started to practice, focus, and understand them. And from there, again, that could be a whole other episode. I developed my entire life from there and built everything and moved out all on my own through believing in myself. So it's been a year since the last summer solstice. And last summer solstice, I announced that I was not coming back to the salon. I was leaving everything and I was just going to go off on my hopes and dreams. And all of those hopes and dreams are still happening. They're all still working. They're all still going. But going back to the salon was a piece of the puzzle. And this year was really just about learning myself, who I am now, all the transformations, finding out and doing this by myself. But also what happened was this faith around money and knowing that my resources are going to be taken care of and knowing that I can sort of enjoy life without having to worry. You know, like the more we want money, we hear that money, money, money. I'm worried I'm not going to have money. I'm worried I'm not going to take off. You know, I can't do this. The more we almost resist money to happening. So when COVID first happened, I was like surrendered. I had no money. I was a horrible saver. Again, I was just getting out of a marriage where I paid for everything. And so I had no savings, but I said, whatever, it's just going to work out. And at first, like, it all worked out in the beginning. And then I said a year ago, I'm not going back to the salon. I'm just going to like work on this, you know, do some hair on the side, make money. I'm going to figure it out. And guess what? I wasn't scared because for a year solid, I, not anyone else, paid all my bills, right? Without having a steady job. Everything got paid for and then some, right? There was just this belief that, hey, I know that the universe has my back. Again, this episode would be an hour long if I got into the details of what I do, and one day we'll do one of those episodes. But initially I was like, I got this. And every week the universe kept showing up and I feared less and less about losing money, not having clients doing this. And the more I stopped resisting, the more it all flowed to me. So when vacations came up and things were open, I said, you know what? I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to stop stressing and saying, hey, I don't know how this is going to be paid for. I don't know what's going to do when, you know, in our industry, we don't get paid vacations. So what am I going to do without getting paid for this many weeks? I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But I had the faith that this year, it showed me time and time again, over and over again, that I can do this with just my faith and my belief and working on my money mindset, essentially. So I'm going on vacation. I'm not worried about money. The bills, you know, there's enough there to pay. I had some saved and it's all working out. And it's crazy like that when you really give up, when you accept the flow, when you stop resisting, when you stop worrying, it all works out. Everything works out. That's all I can say. Again, I'll have to do another episode to get more details because it's not that simple. It's a lot of ritual work, meaning like a lot of ritual mindset work, a lot of change. I've been studying and doing this for many, many years. And then COVID this last year was a huge faith and a test to that. And it really tested my, like, hey, bitch, you believe in us and you believe in this and everything that you're preaching. Like let's test it and let's rock it out. And it all worked out. So here I am going on vacation. So I'm going to miss you guys. That's 2 whole weeks to go without, you know, I'm going to be filling you guys in for this whole week's astrology, but that's about another 2 weeks without any. So I'll probably check out my social media and I'll probably do some videos and stuff about it. So here I go, but I'm excited and I'm going to enjoy life because that is what life is about, is enjoying it. And you have to tell me, someone who loves to work, I get enjoyment of 24/7 working, but life is also about enjoying and being fun, so, and having fun. So Mercury goes direct, you know, there's going to start be, you know, we already talked about this, but now things are going to start moving smoother again. Some things that maybe got tangled are going to run smoothie. This is a good time now to start communicating again. If you had, you know, something that you really wanted to bring up, you know, go communicate to that person. And things that came back to you during this time, right? How do you feel now, whether that would be a job, relationship, friendship, neighbor, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, a pattern, something that came up for you during this time. How do you feel now? How are you going to feel about it in the next couple of weeks? Are you going to look back and say, oh, wait, maybe that was a test? Oh, wait, maybe that was the right thing. Maybe it was the wrong thing. But we're going to start getting the answers we need as this starts to go on, you know, as it starts to move out throughout the next week or so. So, you know, again, there can still be some little tangs and some little twinges. And remember, it's really often around travel, the way we move, the way we communicate, the way we think. You know, but this wasn't too bad of a Mercury retrograde, so I'm excited about that. I'm looking at some of my notes here, and sometimes I'm like, wait, why did I write that? Because I'll just write what's channeled to me. I usually sit, meditate with this. You know, every day I check the astrology for the day, for the week. And then when I do these, I sit and meditate and really focus on what's being channeled to me about this. And sometimes I write notes down because I should take a picture of it. If you've seen my handwriting, you know they're crazy. I have 15 notebooks filled with everything. I don't even put on my phone. But I wrote this note. Why do we feel pain? Why do we feel inconveniences? You know, and tie this into what we can learn from Mercury retrograde, because again, that people know that one the most and people can recognize the inconveniences or pain that sometimes happen during this time. In the wisdom, I actually think I got this little quote from a book though, so, but I didn't write who that was because I was writing about why do we feel pain and inconvenience, and then I write my notes from there and wondering why do we, and then I found this in a book. In the wisdom of our own wounds, we learn to recognize the pain and plight of others and develop understanding and compassion for them, right? So what if sometimes all of this is happening so we can be more compassionate towards someone or something? We can understand someone or something more without these experiences, without this pain, without this inconvenience. You know, we wouldn't be able to relate to certain people with certain things. And that's really what some of that is about, to help people get to the next level, whether it's just with a conversation, right? Whether it's through a support group, whether it's through therapy, whether it's through hair healing, whether it's through energy healing work, you know, a lot of times we do our best because we felt that. We felt that so much in that understanding, compassion. So now we can have that for others. I know when I was in treatment centers or rehabs, I did not like any of the counselors who had no experience with drug use. And I know that for my fellow drug addicts, maybe, or former addicts listening out there, that was a common thing because we want someone who can relate to our pain. So think about that. If you're going through something you don't understand and you still can't see the answer, I can promise you that one of the answers will definitely, definitely be to help someone else, help someone with that same problem, right? Whether it's someone you meet 3 years down the road that's a coworker, whether something, you know, this pain will be some sort of wisdom that you're going to tell or teach someone. And I can promise you that. So think about that as that goes on. But, whew, you know, we don't have the next one till the fall. I don't know the exact dates. I got to look. I can't remember. But usually it's 3 times a year and it's just a hurricane coming, baby. So don't resist it. Now we have Jupiter retrograde starting, and so it started in Pisces, and then it's going to retrograde back into Aquarius on July 28th, where it will stay, and then the retrograde ends, and it moves forward again, and will be back in Pisces at the end of December, December 28th. What does that mean? Well, first of all, Jupiter moving into Pisces, I did a whole episode about this. This is a good thing. Jupiter, the planet of expansion, growth, faith, spirituality, all of that stuff moved into Pisces, one of its home signs, where it's a water sign, where things grow, where things happy. So look at your whole sign chart. Where is Pisces? And some things began to grow. Where I'm laughing because I'm like, do I want to talk about how it's growing in my life? I've talked about it in a few episodes. But what we're going to see, what we saw, is a little taste of what 2022 is going to really be like when Jupiter moves in there for the next year. We got a taste. For me, Jupiter has moved into my house of marriage, which we talked about in Pisces, and I went on a trip. So I'm hoping 2022 means I'm going to be traveling a lot and being all over and doing recordings and talk shows and enjoying and being in love and all kinds of things. I don't know, but that's what I'm hoping for. Because I went on vacation. I went to Key West with someone that I'm seeing, as you guys know. And all you know really about him, he's a double Gemini and a Capricorn moon. That's all you need to know. That happened. I'm taking my kids on vacation and things were just really, really growing. And so I'm excited to see a little bit of, for all of us, what's going to be happening in 2022, because it's going to be a really feel-good year. This is a year of working out the kinks. You know, 2020 was a year of tearing down identities, our old versions of selves, who we thought we were. 2021 is sort of the rebuilding, right? And there's kinks and there's this, and now we're coming out like, oh, this is who I am now. This is the new evolved version of me. And then 2022, we're going to see that explode. You know, who this is who we are. So, but also during Jupiter retrograde, it's like changing or revisiting your faith in some way might happen. You know, you're going to have a lot of spiritual reflection, going inward with yourself. Like what's missing, right? You know, I think the only way we can fill our voids, and trust me, I like to try to fill it all the time temporarily, you know, unconsciously with things outside of myself when I know the only thing that fills it is spirituality, you know, faith in something greater than myself, spiritual principles, happy, loving, very Jupiter things. So there's going to be some, you know, introspection, like where are you on that map and what truly makes you happy? What makes you joyful, right? That's what makes you peaceful, right? All very kind of Jupiterian things. What makes you those things? And if you don't have those things, how can you get them? How can you attain them? How can you be that? Because that is important. You know, there's also going to be, you know, some areas of growth, development, and happiness, and sort of sometimes going, you know, it's going to go back in with Saturn. So I think there's going to be seeing a little bit more of where we still need to grow and maybe like, hey, before we get back into 2022 and watching all these things blossom, here's a few little karma kinks to work out. I'm writing that down. Hold on, karma kinks. Love that. I never said that before. So we have a few karma kinks to work out and develop and find. So overall, Jupiter retrogrades aren't necessarily bad at all. You know, it's a benefic planet, so it's going to usually be good. But there'll be some tests, because there's always tests. That's just life. So next I want to talk about this full moon on Capricorn that happens on Thursday. Whew, we have a full moon in Capricorn. Now, first of all, I've talked about this before. The moon is not happy in Capricorn. No matter what, every sign, I mean, every planet has a place where it's happy, where it's not happy, and where it's extremely happy and where it's extremely not happy, depending on what it is. And that's important, right? Because in life, you can have the good without the bad. So we have this full moon in Capricorn, and it's a little bit of a stress. It's Saturn's sign, you know, having the moon in Capricorn is not a happy place. It's, you know, the moon is love, and it is the goddess, and it is moving, and it's ever changing, and it changes signs, and it's always reflecting and changing the crab, right? It's just changing and moving and going, and it's emotions. And then you put Saturn, right? A Saturn ruled sign, and you're like, wait a second, I don't want to feel all these things. I want to restrict all these things. You need to stop changing. I need to hold on. I need to restrict. So, you know, it can be tense. So, but it has a nice sextile to Jupiter in Pisces while Jupiter is retrograding. So I think with the retrograde there, you might see with the sextile to Jupiter retrograde, some rewards for your hard work really paying off with this full moon or whatever you're trying to let go of, or what you've been trying to let go of these last couple full moons, you're going to see like kind of blossom or be like, oh, the faith I needed, or finally, I'm able to let that go. I'm finally able to free, you know? So, and also your faith, you know, restored in that, but also your faith is going to be tested. I think whenever there's a full moon, generally things are tested. That's how that kind of rocks and comes out. So, but whatever's happening, whatever's coming up around this full moon, you can expect the tests to have some extra support with that sextile to Jupiter. So whatever's coming up, there will be more support in your life for it. There will be faith. There will be someone there, a person, a faith, whether it's someone you can't see, But you're going to have support with whatever's coming up with this full moon in Capricorn. And maybe that's it. If you're someone who likes to really focus every month on letting go with the full moon, I do, but I'm not always perfect. Sometimes I'm, you know, just laying in my bed praying what I want to let go of. And some days I have a full-blown fire and a full-blown ritual thing. It just depends on where I'm at in my life in that moment. But with this, let's think of some really hard things that you are having trouble letting go of, right? What are some really, you know, hard patterns, people, places, something that you're like, oh my God, I just need that extra faith, strength just to move on beyond this. I just don't know what to do. We're going to have that. Like this, you're believe in the faith, like write down, let go of these really hard things that you feel like you can no longer have in your life. And it will be very, very supported in that way. No, so we have a lot coming up, but some exciting things, you know, and we also have Saturn in retrograde, which I talked about that. So I really think with a little bit of this Jupiter and Saturn retrograde, again, we're going to have the revisions. We're going to have where we still need to grow and change. But I think we're going to see a lot of like, oh my gosh, that came back. Oh my gosh, you know, all that good Samaritan deed I did a year ago is I'm being rewarded for it now, or vice versa, or hey, you know, someone owed me money 2 years ago and then they just paid me back. You know, very things like that are going to happen. But remember, whatever's happening in your life today, whatever pain you're going through, whatever you think is not going to change, it will shift. And 4 years from now, 3 years from now, you're going to have a whole new set of problems. I mean, not to say you could have a whole new set of wonderful things and it will be a whole new set of wonderful things. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that the stuff you're worrying about now will not matter. It will not matter. You think the thing that you are stuck in that won't shift, the pain, whatever it is, I guarantee you 5 years from now, it's going to be totally different. And you're not even thinking about that. And you're going to say, oh my God, how did I get through that? Oh, wow, that was much easier to get through than I had thought, you know? So it's going to be good. I am going to miss you guys. I really love doing this. And I got to say, there's about 100 of you who every Monday or Tuesday, sometimes I'm late, I drop these, download it and listen to it. And I know who half of you are, but the other half, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you. Reach out, let me know, but thank you, thank you. You guys are going to be the ones who keep taking me higher and higher and help me get my voice out there and help me get out there to help the rest of the world. And if you want to continue to help that, the easiest way you can do is just send this episode to someone, right? Share this. If you're at the salon, right? I'm not saying with me, someone else, say, hey, I know this hair healer that does this podcast and she has this, or hey, I think you'd be great for this podcast. I think this podcast would help you. That's the best way, you know, spread the word, get the podcast out, share with friends. And that's the best way you can support me. It's easy, it's free, but I can't do this without you guys. And you have all been so wonderful and I'm grateful for you all. So thank you for everything. Whew, that was a good episode. That was a good episode. Now I got to go finish packing. I can't believe I'm actually packing a day and a half before I leave. The truth is, because I'm jam-packed with doing all my other work the next 2 days, so it's going to be crazy. I hate packing, and you can imagine, if you know me, I just throw all that shit in there. I don't fold it. I'm a bad folder. I just throw it all in there and make the magic work. But I hope everyone has a fabulous, fabulous week, 2 weeks. I'm going to miss you guys. Again, I'm going to have another episode out later this week, an interview episode, and then we'll get cracking after the 4th of July again. I hope everyone has a beautiful 4th of July. And if you're going away on vacation, have fun, let go, don't take anything too serious. Be happy. You know, it was Father's Day, and my father died 11 years ago, now almost in July. And, I found this note, and somehow in my years of drugs, because he wrote this when I moved out when I was 19, somehow in all my years, I still had it. I never framed it. I'm going to frame him, but somehow I still had it. And it's going to be funny because I called him. I moved out when I was 19, went to beauty school. I got my own apartment alone. I had no idea how to budget. I was broke literally every day. I had no money. I'd cried. I remember calling my father crying because I couldn't get the oven racks in. It sounds funny. And I was just like, had this horrible breakdown. The oven racks just need to be turned upside down again, back, you know, in the normal direction. But there's a few other things. And I remember he handwrote me. We did have cell phones, no iPhones yet, but we had cell phones. And I called him crying, asking him, and he actually handwrote and mailed me. And I received it 2 days later, this note that was just on a shopping list. And he said, be happy, life is short. And then he goes into what he's going to help me with. Love you, things will be better. But that first thing, I see it right there. This is the message I'm going to leave with you today. This is your weekly awakening. This is from Bernie Dixon, somewhere out there, still saving my ass. Love you. Be happy. Life is short. It's very simple, but make that your mantra for this week. Make that your motive. Make that whatever it is. Be happy. Life is short. Thank you all. Have a fabulous week. Have a fabulous 2 weeks. I'm going to miss you. Love you all. And goodbye. Thank you.